Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of our Talking Business series. Today's episode is a solo episode, but as usual, I wish everyone who's listening an amazing, abundant, filled week. All the things you want, you receive, and all the goals you have, you smash them. Let's get started with this week's episode. In today's episode, we will be discussing, why do I keep getting tongue tied with everything? But we will be discussing how to make money from your side hustles. If anybody knows me, they know that I was birthed by a hustler, honey. My mother has a degree in almost everything. She could cook, she could bake, do hair, massage therapist, medical assistant, watch kids, everything. I don't know how she did it, but she did it. So I have that type of spirit, you know, within me. And not as much as her, but it's in there somewhere. You know, even though I can't do everything that she does, I learned how to make the things that I enjoy, such as hobbies or whatever else, into my side hustles, and I learned how to make it work for me. You know, I learned how to stay in my own lane. She stay in hers. We good. But now, of course, you all know that I have this podcast, which I'm talking to you on now. And I have my jewelry boutique, which I'm reopening soon. People have been asking, but I am reopening soon. I just had a lot going on. I had other priorities. But I also love shopping. And just like anybody else, it's sort of an addiction, but one day I started to like research and, you know, do some digging. And I started to like find ways to get paid while doing the things that I love doing. You know, as far as like shopping, like I'll start off with like personal care and like hygiene. Now I love some personal care. I love self-care. I love all of that. And one of the items that I started to use a lot were like, I started to use it more so during COVID, but I started to use like vaginal stings. Some people don't care for them, but me personally, baby, I love them. Especially after my battle with Mother Nature every month. And even if I just need a quick refresher, you know, I just want to, you know, just do extra with my self-care, if that's what I choose to do. I just love doing them. And one of the main places that I get them from are Goddess Detox. Now, I've tried other places. However, the Goddess Detox ones, I feel like work the best for me. And they do what they need to do for me. Now, I was buying her products. She has a lot of different products. She got, she has vaginal wash. She has pearls, steams, gowns, oils, things like that. But I was buying her products before I found out the information that I'm about to tell y'all. So don't even try to come for me. don't do it. But now she has an affiliate program. Now, you know, if you guys aren't too familiar with affiliate programs, I'm sure you are. But if you're not, basically in a nutshell, you know, that particular company or whatever it may be, they give you a code or a link to use from their company on their website. And depending on the sales that you generate from other people using that code or that link, you will get a percentage of that sale. It's to every company's discretion. So whatever they choose to give you, that's up to them. They can control that. We can't. But you get a percentage of whatever you sell or, you know, whatever somebody buys with your link. Is it a lot? Not every time, but guess what? It's more than what you had. But now she has an affiliate program, which I do love because I have recommended her products a lot to different people. But now I get paid for me recommending these products to people. Would I still use them? Even if she didn't even have an affiliate program, I would still buy it because it's a product that I've been using for years now. Going on like 3 years now. because then I'm gonna keep using them because they're great products. But I also get money from something that I enjoy buying, that I enjoy using, and at this point that I enjoy recommending. So why not? Another thing is I love perfumes. I have a lot of perfume, y'all. I got a lot. I did have more, but I got rid of some, you know, but it's still growing. I'm still buying. So yeah. But I love perfumes. I love body care, lotions, body mist, body butters, body oils, all types of smell goods. I just love it. So like one day I decided to make a page just dedicated to showing my, like, you know, like my scent of the day, new perfumes I got, body care hauls, Target hauls, just things of that sort. And when I did that, it turned into something beautiful. You know, I started to network with a lot of amazing people, and brands started to notice me as well. Not as many that I would like, but it's coming. I'm speaking it into existence. And with them noticing me, what did that turn into? It turned into money, honey. Exactly. I didn't think that me being, you know, in love with smelling good could turn into a side hustle for me. You know, of course I've seen others do it, but you know how you have imposter syndrome. You think that it won't happen for you and you don't think that you're, you know, on the same level or whatever the case may be, whatever it is. But I didn't think that it would happen for me, but it did. You know, and I'm grateful for that. You know, another mention that I do have is Amazon. Everybody listening, either orders from them, waiting for an order from them, or place an order right now. Get your hand off the button right quick. But I love getting things from Amazon. Who doesn't? I mean, you get damn near everything on Amazon at this point. And like a couple of months ago, they approved me for the influencer program that they have. Now, did I think they would? Hell no, I didn't. But the man above said, yes, ma'am, you are approved. Sign here. So with me being approved for that, I was able to turn my addiction to Amazon into another form of income for me. You know, I get to share my favorite products that I get from them. And, you know, whether it's hygiene, vitamins, and I love me some vitamins, home items, anything. I get to share all of that with people, and with them shopping on my Amazon store, that also puts coins in my wallet. I mean, a win is a win. A win is a win. But I do have a few other affiliate programs that I'm associated with, but those are just some examples. I'm not just, you know, saying these is my favorite, but you know, they just some examples. And I say all that to say, don't think that your hobbies or things that you're love and passionate about can't turn into your side hustle. You know, years ago, I used to want to make everything my side hustle, to be honest. Not saying that that's a good or bad thing, because for some it is, for some it's not. And that's perfectly fine. But what I noticed is that making my side hustles things that I loved or enjoyed, things that I actually use, whatever, it made it even better for me. Now, if you have side hustles that are just passive income, where you don't have to do much, all that, that is amazing. I do want to find some things like that. And if you do know some, please let me know. Hit me on my DM, Just Queen D Podcast. Yeah. But if you actually have to, like, you know, post and promote, you know, recommend, make videos, make content a lot and things like that, like I do, then I would say make sure it's something that you love and enjoy, because if not, it would be no point. You would have no motivation. You would have no drive to do it. And I've been there. Like, it was things that I had as my side hustle, quote unquote, but I didn't enjoy doing it. I was just doing it just to do it. You know, I was just doing it just to have money in my pocket. So it wasn't generating me anything, because I wasn't giving it my all. So therefore, it was pointless, you know? And like I'm saying this from a personal experience. So now it's just like I make the conscious effort to make space and time for things that I love or enjoy, especially when it comes to my coin. Because if not, like I said, it's not no point and it's not worth it. You know, I only promote products or recommend products that I fully stand behind or that I use and that I actually love, you know, and I make my side hustles work for me. That's just it. So if you're thinking about making your hobbies your side hustles and creating more income for yourself, then this is your sign. Trust yourself and just make it happen. Once again, I want to thank you all so much for listening today. Please don't forget to rate and comment why you love the podcast, because it does help my podcast to get out to more people. And if you are new, welcome. I hope that you're sticking around. I love you all so, 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 so much. And I hope that you're back for another episode of the Just Queen D podcast. Bye.